This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alice Alvey, CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, with today's legislative update. What you got, Alice?
Hi, everyone. I found Matt's information just really intriguing. For those of us who don't live it every day and don't have the depth of knowledge that Jack and Matt do, I thank you, Matt, for expounding upon that question in a way that helps make a few more things make sense. So thank you for that. My bit here, I'm going to keep it short because I know we've got some great guests coming up, and also because Congress has been closed. So there's not a lot of new things going on. What was really interesting, though, we've had Mitch Keiter on the show, and so I really value Mitch's insights and opinions, and we have the Wiener-Brodsky-Keiter newsletter that comes in as one of the many things that I read. And one of the things that came up last week was a topic that we used to talk about all the time, David, and that was vendor management.
Yes.
Do you remember when all of that came out and we had to spend so much time because lenders were trying to understand how much detail do I really need to go into with each of my vendors. So I encourage you to check out, there was an FTC recently gave final approval to a settlement with a mortgage industry data analytics firm concerning the company's use of a third party to process sensitive information. In this complaint, the FTC alleges that the company failed to maintain a comprehensive information security program as required by the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, which impacts all of us, independent mortgage bankers, brokers, lenders, you name it. We all have to make sure we're keeping information secure. So this was really interesting because it went into that the company hired a vendor to perform text recognition scanning on mortgage documents, and somewhere in there was a gap in who had access to information and how the servers were being managed. So just a reminder, I think it's a case worth looking at because the way it's itemized in the attachment, in the actual final approval from the FTC, gives you really a roadmap as to how detailed of information you should be digging into when you approve your third-party vendors. And it goes many layers. It's not just the vendors I'm using, but are the vendors I'm using also using vendors? We now have two or three layers of vendors that we're all working with. So it was just a good reminder, a topic that needs to get brought to the surface periodically. And this case was a good reminder that everybody needs to make sure they're taking a look at their processes and they would be able to document and live up to this type of scrutiny. So last but not least, Dave, desktop appraisals are a week away from Freddie Mac. March 6th, we are looking forward to seeing our LPAs with some indication of when we may be able to get some desktop appraisals approved. So we're looking forward to that next week. And that's it for today, Dave. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alice. Appreciate it very much. Great job. I mean, the desktop appraisals are really kind of an exciting thing. Again, I tell everyone, go out, listen to the interview that we did with Alan Weiss. It was February 8th that we published the Alan Weiss podcast. So it was a special podcast, and I encourage you to go check that out. It was one that Jack and I did. Jack, you attest to it. It was one of those exciting interviews, was it not?
It certainly was.
A lot of innovation there. Next week, we've got Chris Zingo from Finastra, again, the largest fintech company in the world. We're privileged to have him as a sponsor, one of our anchor sponsors for many, many years. We're thrilled to have him there. But we're going to be talking with Chris about what he's seeing going on. Again, I'm joining the Finastra team down in San Antonio here this afternoon for the Independent Community Bankers Association, ICBA's lending conference that's going on down there. So for those of you listening, we'll look forward to seeing you there. And we're so grateful for Finastra and looking forward to hearing Chris's comments next week. Say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Cooperative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, PennyMac, Total Expert, and Form Free. We're so grateful for you, Form Free, and all the innovation you're bringing to our industry. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.